Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think he all but admitted today that the Steelers, the state of the franchise is not good. It's not bad. It's not good. It's what people outside the organization say about it. It's mediocre. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a plan at quarterback. They underachieve in big games. The defense is overpaid. They get overpaid. They underdeliver in big spots. He said all those things pretty much. But the issue is he doesn't have the balls or the guts or the courage to make any major moves. He said, don't expect wholesale changes to the coaching staff. They've already made scouting department changes since Colbert left. They brought in a new offensive coordinator last year. Terrell Austin still has another year on his contract. They swapped out their quarterback room. He read the room and knew, I can't sell hope today.
I can't sell playoff appearances, always a good season.
Yeah, like I can't go that route. But I also don't have the wherewithal to give these people what they want. They want blood. They want fresh faces. They want something new. They don't want the stale Steelers.
But he's just, I think he's paralyzed. Almost, there's a fear factor there. What happens if I give them what they want? Also, he's not going to pay a guy $50 million to not coach. Yeah. But he's also not going to pick up the phone when somebody wants to trade him. Potentially wants to trade for
They're
him.
They're stuck, Chris.
That trade, the complete no-sell of the Bears, apparently, according to what Schefter, calling them about a trade for Mike Tomlin, is the thing that gets me. If Art does feel all these things about his franchise, the idea that he would not even entertain a phone call, what one that might require him to walk down to Mike's office and say, I think it's time you and I had at least a talk.
Well, because I think he looks
wild.
I know he looks at it this way. If he keeps, and he has, but if he continues to hold on to Tomlin and keeps him for too long, I think it's easier for him to put his head on his pillow at night and sleep knowing he followed in his family's footsteps and fell back on loyalty to the head coach, and it didn't work, but that's the Rooney way of doing things. It's easier for him to get it wrong that way than if he does something or did something totally bold, totally out of character, totally rash. Wouldn't be rash, but he'd look at it that way. And moved on from a head coach before he had a losing season. And if Mike had an Andy Reid second chapter or something like that, you think John Mara's an insomniac because of what's happened with Saquon Barkley, Art would turn into a lunatic if that happened. This franchise stays status quo and Mike has this rebirth or renaissance somewhere else. He doesn't even want to picture that.
He's afraid of that possibility.
Yeah.
So he's living in his fears. Do anybody really think Mike's going to go to a new team if he had the chance and then suddenly Mike's going to turn a team completely around? I think he could do better elsewhere, but I mean,
he could do the thing that he's done here. He could take a sad sack franchise that's used to winning 5 or 6 games a year and get it to 9 wins and get it into the playoffs every year.
He's never going to, unless he completely changes his stripes and delegates more to like good offensive coaches, delegates on defense, he's never going to take a team to a Super Bowl. He'd have to get like a Mahomes level ridiculous god tier talent at
Art didn't say this, but just the way he answered questions, his tone and everything else. I thought he, sometimes when fans get upset that other fans or talk show hosts or media people really get down on the Steelers and want them to go to nuclear options. I think the most common defense that I hear is, oh, so you want Tomlin gone? Who are you going to replace him with? Oh, you want Fields and Russ gone? Who do you want to replace him with? And I think without saying it, that's pretty much what Art did in this Q&A. Yeah, we're probably going to bring one of these two quarterbacks back because there's not a lot out there. And the devil you know is better than the devil you don't, or a bird in one hand is better than two in the bush, that kind of thinking. And I've had too many good seasons or productive seasons with Mike that I can't bring myself to break up with him right now. I can't do it. I'm going to give him a chance to redeem himself, basically. The contract makes it prohibitive for me to do anything nutty and crazy. And so I'm going to stay the course. I don't think he gave like an impassioned defense for the course. Or for like the path that they're on or the process that they're using?
Well, the process is going to take them to the same place it's taken them for the last 8 years. So then I guess we got 3 more years of this and then done. And then something new. That should be good.
Maybe.
You ready to go 30 and what? What'll it be 30 and 21? 0-3 in the playoffs?
I didn't see this asked today. I'm just looking through the clips that we have. I would have liked to have heard Art's take on the idea of having a season where you take a step backwards to take 2 steps forward. You know, how would you be able to stomach a bad year if it meant you'd be in position to draft a quarterback next season? Because one answer that I have here is him saying apparently that he still wants to win right now.
Yeah, I mean, still impatient, disappointed the way we finished. It's hard to get over a 5-game losing streak to end the season.
I have to say, his delivery is just so incredibly uninspiring there.
I thought the same thing.
It's just, it's disappointing. We're impatient. A 5-game losing streak is hard to get over. It sounds like me ordering a bagel. It's just so blasé,
man. Oh, I'm on a big bagel kick right now. Got him specifically sent in from New York. A
lot of carbs there, my friend.
Oh, I know.
Oh, worse than
burning the carbs, though, now.
Oh, you're burning them. Wait, how did you got him sent in from New York? Congratulations, yeah. Mr. Blue Collar.
New York water, too.
Water? That's Philly water. I've heard Montreal is the other great North American bagel.
Donnie, the Rooney stewardship here, his guidance, his hand steering the Steelers in the right direction. You trust it or believe in it right now?
No, because the way that has been going, it is being steered right into a brick wall, and that brick wall is called the playoffs
or an iceberg. Although Chris,
they get there and they just get absolutely buried.
Chris passed along a conspiracy theory today that the Titanic never actually sunk.
You ever heard that one, Donnie?
What
elaborate insurance?
It's a big insurance fraud scheme. It had 2 sister ships, and one of them had severe damage, but not enough to sink it. From like a previous thing. So they just made the Titanic because it looked identical into that one and then sank that one at sea. Can you imagine? It's obviously not true. That'd be one hell of a Danny Ocean scheme right there.
Here is Rooney being asked, what do you guys talk about in terms of how you get this team better?
I mean, we talk about the staff all the time, and so that's a process that's ongoing. Other things, probably not things that I'm ready to talk about in here, but, we talk about lots of things in terms of how we try to get better.
You want to talk about dragging your feet on something. The season ended the second weekend in January. It's January 27th. The Super Bowl is going to get played in 2 weeks. You haven't been able to make up your mind on your staff?
No urgency, no impatience. We're just sitting here. I mean, I guess you're limited, though, Pony, by how many contracts are expiring, no?
History says, yeah.
Yeah, history suggests that you are
they
shopping loath to do that unless the contracts
are they
expired.
Shopping for upgrades at those positions, and if they don't get them, they're going to bring back the guys on expiring contracts? Is it one of those situations?
You have to at least assume that that's possibly their plan. Again, there is no urgency. Your season ended a while ago. You could have been beating the bushes, pounding the pavement to find people at spots you've identified. You're weak on the staff.
The one positive I'm taking away from this is he did not have the audacity to go his brother's route. Maybe he would have if Jim didn't make those comments to Ross Tucker. He did not. He was not in the mood to try to give us the 10 wins is a good season. We made the playoffs. Never bitch about that.
You're saying, though, if Jim Rooney hadn't said what he said, maybe Art would have gone even further?
Maybe Art would have taken more Jim's stance.
That's what I mean. I don't think that actually would have happened. I think Jim gave you, still some of I almost feel like what he did today, Art, because a lot of people have said he sounded more down in the dumps than he sounded in a long
time. Yes, I said that.
No, you and others, the building.
So you don't believe he's actually down in the dumps?
No,
you think it was an elaborate Art Rooney acting job?
I think he has to strike a different tone from what his brother put out there, which was and I'm paraphrasing here, and this isn't what he said, but hey, hoi polloi, be happy with what you get.
So you think behind closed doors he's doing the Larry David pretty, pretty, pretty good?
I think he knew that the Jim Rooney stuff was out there from Ross Tucker. That a lot of people that he was going to be talking to today when he answered questions had heard it and formed opinions, and he knew he needed to strike a distant and different tone than that.
Donnie, do you agree with that? Do you think this was like a acting job, kind of a dishonest Art Rooney today, or do you think he really feels this way, or he just felt like he needed to sound this way in order to appease the masses to some degree?
I don't know if I'd say acting job. I don't know if I'd give his acting chops that much credit.
He's out of Jerry Jones on Landman.
He got rave reviews.
He did.
For that. I do think he knew certain things to say that could actually make fans feel a little bit better, but it still doesn't give people the faith that they will do it because this is an organization that never rocks the boat. So it's okay, I appreciate you saying some things or sounding like it didn't go your way. But now you have to act on those words.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.